This is an alert to a Say Threat Journal national situation update for the week ending Saturday, June 21st, 2014. This week in security news, starting first in the Middle East, on multiple occasions this week, alert to a Say subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding the return of U.S. military forces to Iraq and the ongoing breakup of the country. As of the time of this report's preparation on Friday, information out of Iraq indicates that Iranian forces are pouring into the country and that the commander of Iran's elite Quds force, Brigadier General Qassam Soleimani, is now in Iraq essentially leading the fight to defend Baghdad. Why Iran, you ask? Because Iran and Iraq are the two primary Shia-dominated Muslim countries in the world. There are only three others, Lebanon, Bahrain, and Azerbaijan. For all intents and purposes, only about 15% of the world's Muslims are Shia, with most of the rest identifying as Sunni. While both share a common belief in the core doctrines of Islam, they have an epic hatred for each other dating back to the year 632 when the Prophet Muhammad died and a rift formed over who would be his successor. Despite the death of approximately 1 million soldiers during the Iran-Iraq War fought in the 1980s, Shia religious sites in Iraq are now threatened, bringing the two countries together in the fight. It is being reported that Iran's leadership offered Iraq its army, spies, and highly trained Revolutionary Guard Corps to fight against the ISIS insurgents. Which brings us back to growing U.S. involvement. This week began with the deployment of approximately 100 U.S. soldiers, including more than 50 members of a Marine Fleet anti-terrorism security team based in Bahrain, to the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad in order to help protect diplomatic personnel as well as the facility. Hundreds of U.S. Special Operations forces from the Army and Navy have also been deployed to the country to advise, train, and likely lead Iraqi security force units, as well as to carry out reconnaissance and surveillance operations at points across the country. As reported in last week's update, ISIS insurgents have overrun Iraqi government forces and now control major swaths of territory equating to between one-quarter and one-third of the country. Given their progress on the battlefield and the vast supply of armaments acquired by overrunning depots and bases, they constitute a formidable force. Not surprisingly, there are reports that large amounts of these armaments are being transported back to Syria. The Obama administration has authorized both manned and unmanned surveillance flights over Iraq, some of which are being conducted from the aircraft carrier USS George H.W. Bush, which entered the Persian Gulf this past Sunday, as well as others being launched from a number of U.S. bases in the region. The Iraqi government has asked the U.S. to carry out airstrikes, but up to the point in time of this report's preparation, President Obama has not authorized the move. While portrayed by the White House and the media as the president being reluctant, the reality is that specific targets must first be precisely identified and strike packages assembled, and this is where Special Operations Forces come in. The president met with congressional leaders on Wednesday of this week, after which Mitch McConnell said the president indicated he didn't feel the need to seek Congress's approval for military action. Despite President Obama's statements late this week that there will be no mission creep, several media outlets report being briefed by a senior administration official who declined to rule out the possibility that future airstrikes might also extend into Syria. Further, details of National Security Council meetings are being leaked this week by the ubiquitous unnamed officials who state that the Obama administration now considers the conflicts in Syria and Iraq as a single challenge. What does all this mean to you here in the U.S.? In addition to the obvious involvement of American soldiers in yet another war, as previously reported by Alert USA Threat Journal on multiple occasions, U.S. and Canadian Muslims are heading over to Syria and Iraq in increasing numbers to join the jihad. There is tremendous concern that these individuals will then return home and unleash mayhem across North America. So great is the threat that last month the State Department indicated that the U.S. and European countries are quote-unquote gravely concerned. Further, the FBI has established a specialized task force to attempt to monitor these individuals. Oddly, earlier this year, a new bill was introduced in Congress to create stiff penalties for U.S. citizens who travel abroad to engage in such battles. Authored by Representative Frank Wolf of Virginia, the International Conflicts of Concern Act is now stalled in the bureaucracy and is reported to have less than a 2% chance of becoming law. For over a year, Alert USA Threat Journal has been warning subscribers that direct U.S. military involvement in Syria was not scrapped when President Obama pulled back from launching an all-out attack last summer. Billions of dollars have been spent building command and control facilities in neighboring Jordan, repositioning equipment and forces originally in Iraq, as well as training so-called moderate Islamic militants. Listeners should expect that more war is coming, along with a greatly expanded U.S. military role up to and including U.S. boots on the ground. Further, there is high potential that U.S. strikes in Syria could then prompt the direct involvement of Russia, which maintains close ties with the Syrian government and who stood in their defense last summer. You can find much more on this developing story, including details on the high points mentioned in this report, in this week's Threat Journal newsletter. If you're not already a subscriber, visit ThreatJournal.com and sign up today. Alert USA continues to closely monitor the situation and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat environment or increased U.S. involvement as events warrant. Moving next to Central Europe, on Thursday of this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding Russia's redeployment of thousands of troops to the Ukraine border, along with heavy armor, air defense systems, fighter jets, and attack helicopters. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen called the move a very regrettable step backwards. Russia's move comes following a major upswing in violence as the Ukrainian military pounds pro-Russian forces in breakaway eastern provinces. The predominantly pro-Russian populace in eastern Ukraine is, quite literally, pleading for Russian intervention. Ukrainian defense officials stated late this week that the new Russian units include two airborne divisions, an airborne assault brigade, and a motorized rifle brigade. It also stated that a military convoy stretching almost 10 miles in length was spotted on the road between Moscow and the Ukrainian capital Kiev. The convoy was not moving, just parked on the roadside. Additionally, social media outlets are filled with pictures and videos showing the new troop movements. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin, Dmitry Peskov, told Russian news agencies that the country wasn't massing soldiers, but had shifted some troops to strengthen border security. Earlier in the week, NATO Supreme Allied Commander Europe, U.S. General Philip Breedlove, publicly called on Russia to stop the flow of heavy weapons and fighters into Ukraine. Here again, you can find much more on this developing story in this week's Threat Journal newsletter. As always, Alert USA continues to closely monitor the situation here as well and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat environment or increased U.S. involvement as events warrant. In travel security news, in addition to issuing updated travel alerts this week for Iraq, Kenya, and Thailand, listeners are reminded that there are more than 36 additional locations around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. This is in addition to a U.S. government-issued worldwide caution specifically warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. If you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, it is important to understand that a U.S. passport does not garner as much goodwill as it once did and may actually increase your chances of being marked as a target. When traveling outside of the U.S., you would be wise to spend a few minutes exploring the internet, seeing how locals dress, and blend accordingly. Intentionally keeping a respectful, low profile dramatically increases your level of safety. Additionally, you are well advised to regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, June 21st, 2014.